The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Commissioner Mann has said it is engaging with the European Commission over concerns that Elon Musk's AI tool Grok is being used to create sexually explicit images of women and children on X. But does more need to be done? Well, I'm joined now by Regina Doherty, who is the Fine Gael MEP for Dublin. Regina, you're very welcome to the programme. For listeners of the Hard Shoulder who perhaps aren't familiar with Grok and aren't familiar with how it is being used in this instant, can you explain it to us?
So first of all, Grok is the AI system that's embedded into X, or formerly Twitter, as some of us older people still call it. What it's doing for the last number of days is it's generating, on request, sexually explicit images involving women, men, and really disappointingly, minors. And then it's circulating those images, obviously, to the public audience that's on X. And not only, obviously, is that wholly unacceptable, but it really raises questions for me about whether the EU rules, and we have plenty of them, are actually being properly complied with our major platforms, X being one of them, and probably more importantly for me, being enforced by the Commission. So we have an act called the Digital Services Act. It was passed by the Parliament by an overwhelming majority a number of years ago. And what it does is it sets out rules of standards that we expect these large platforms to, you know, adhere to when they operate within the European Union. And a lot of them are to do with market and, you know, freedom of speech and all that kind of good stuff, right? But the particular law that I'm talking about, or section of it, is with regard to the protection of vulnerable people, particularly our children, and child sexual abuse material, how it's disseminated, which it obviously shouldn't be, but how it's policed and controlled by the platforms, and if it's not, which in this case it doesn't appear to be, how then the rules are enforced by the Commission.
I mean, this is not obviously what Grok was explicitly designed to do, no. So it's clearly a failure of some safeguards there. How widespread is this?
Come here, I'm an avid user of X, even though despite the fact that it's a changed environment the last number of years, but in the last week it has literally gone down a rabbit hole that's just beyond belief. I mean, I'd say maybe every third, fifth tweet that's on my feed is now somebody asking Grok to change a particular image and make it sexualized. And it isn't just women, it's men, but actually the thing that really, really appalls me is the fact that it's including minors. And we have a proliferation of people who actually seem to think it's entertaining, not least of which the person who owns X thinks it's entertaining. He tweeted the other day that he's crying his eyes out, laughing at some of the images. Like, the reason we have rules is to uphold standards, number one, fair trade practices, number two. But these particular rules are to protect children, protect vulnerable adults, protect women, and protect vulnerable men. And they're being grossly flouted at the moment, which is why I wrote to our commissioner the other day to ask her to, with urgency, commence a formal investigation, engage with X, which I believe our own Commissioner Mann is now doing, thankfully, but engage with X to find out why there are systemic failures, what risks those failures are purporting, obviously, to the wider public, and what X are going to do about it. And in the absence of X doing anything, what the Commission are going to do to ensure that they do comply with the rules that we have.
Now, X did issue a statement on this and said that they were working to remove any of these images and that they would permanently suspend any of the accounts that had moved to post any of these images, and they would treat it as if an individual had posted an illegal image. Is that not enough?
It would be if that was the, you know, if the act then ceased with regard to that statement. And so we can see there are systemic failures within it, because the governance, obviously, of the rules that should be applied automatically by X, we now know that they haven't been. That should have meant that they automatically applied from there on after, and they haven't. I mean, and not to be disrespectful, you can go on right now and I can see images being created, new brand images. So therefore, Grok is still adhering to the requests by individuals. And I think it's really wonderful that X has made the statement to tell people that you are as guilty as X is, you know, if you ask Grok to do something and then you share that image. But the actions of Grok still continues. And so now I really do believe that we have systemic risks, lack of governance and lack of control by X of what Grok is actually doing, if they can issue a statement like that and no change in action happens.
But I remember speaking to you only a couple of months ago, Regina, about the difficulty of fake ads being posted on these social media platforms that were encouraging people to perhaps buy products that didn't exist, etc. And ultimately, notwithstanding your campaigning, nothing was really done to make these social media companies responsible for checking the veracity of the ads that they are posting, even though they're making money out of it. It seems that, you know, you're getting nowhere in terms of making sure that these platforms are really held to account.
To be fair, we changed since you and I had that conversation. We have changed the law on the Payment Services Directive to make sure that the platforms are financially on the hook for now any of the adverse actions arising from those scam ads. And I actually guarantee you that once they now have to pay, you know, for the consequences of them, they'll be far more proactive in their policing of them. This is different, though, Ciara, because this is talking about the safety and the dignity of children and vulnerable women. We already have the law. It's the Digital Services Act. I can see clearly there's a possibility, and I'm using this word, you know, to try and be generous to the platforms, that their governance and their systemic risks are not up to scratch. But where I'm really, really adamant is that we have the rules. We have an enforcement mechanism within the Commission. We need to move immediately and urgently to ensure that X and any other platform that infringes on the DSA, make sure that we bring them in line, because we have these rules, you know, for a reason. It's to make sure that the safety and the dignity of our children are actually being upheld. And it's quite clear, despite the statement from X, that that isn't the case with X.
No, I understand. Actually, if you go back on today and ask X, or ask Grok rather, to alter an image, you can get the exact same results. So perhaps it's Grok is actually the real issue here. All right, Regina Doherty, thank you for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder, and we will keep you up to date with that investigation, that engagement from Commissioner Naman with the European Commission over these concerns around that AI tool.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.